Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Racer consultants are standing by. Caller 9844-999. Ola will play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a football team of 12 to 14-year-olds won the national championship in California on Monday. And on their drive home to Idaho on Tuesday, they stopped to save a couple whose Jeep rolled over. Pulled out the man and then lifted the Jeep to rescue the woman.
It's about time all that deadlifting and, you know,
there you go.
Cleaning jerk paid off. Pain in the ass to do.
Yes.
Thank God that Jeep flipped over.
Bench squats, the whole deal. Seriously, when you're that age, man, they make you do all the power stuff. So you should technically be, you know, ready to do that. Just when you get older, you get lazy and you don't want to do it in the gym.
Yeah, you got to die enough for that.
I need to pick up a car. It's pretty cool, though.
Three people stole a guitar from a guitar center in Seattle on Wednesday. And when they fled in two separate cars. But for some reason, they started racing and ended up crashing into each other. So cops came and arrested them.
Yeah, you know, like, come on. First of all, I know the guitar center they're talking about and where it's located. You would probably be better off getting away if you ran.
Musicians.
Where they happen to be driving. This particular intersection, this place
is you can't
is one of the worst intersections in the entire city. Like, you were going to drive and get away? Look, man, if a cop on a Segway can catch you in your car, you know you're on the wrong
road. You can't even make a right turn there to get on the road you want to get on. It's impossible. They call it the Mercer mess for a reason.
It is kind of amazing they hit each other, though.
I just like the fact that the one guy jumps out of the car. He's got a machete in his hand. He tries to attack the other guy. The guy's like, all right, F you. I've got a gun. He just comes out like, all right, let's go.
And these guys were working together.
This is in the middle of an accident that they created on a busy road, and they just decide, you know what, F it. Let's throw down. They won't give up fighting with each other. The cops get there. They're still going at it and arrest them. They still wouldn't give up their beef.
Look, if you're a guitar center, be happy that if anyone stole a guitar, these two it is.
Okay. So what guitar would it be? So you know a little bit of something about the guitar world. So if you can go into a retail store.
If they have a Les...
What do you think the...
Gibson Les Paul. I'm just thinking what I would take. If you have a Gibson Les Paul, that would...
They said $1,600 guitar. Would they get like a PRS or something?
Say, I'm taking a Smith.
PRS, look. I don't think PRS makes a cheap guitar. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they took, but like I said, Gibson Les Paul, not Epiphone, as far as stealing it. Okay. If I'm going to go to jail, yeah, Paul Reed Smith, PRS, whatever, for sure. I don't know, man. I mean, I played bass, so maybe I steal an Ernie Ball bass. I don't know. Yeah. Either way, I would pick a better partner.
A woman in Georgia named Sandra Bullock.
They're not in the band anymore.
Won a primary for the Georgia House of Representatives last week.
Sandra Bullock.
So did Viola Davis.
Viola Davis? She did it on her name value alone since she never actually campaigned.
And then she quit because of it.
That's exactly right. She decided to drop out for health reasons, so the guy that she beat will get the nomination. I don't think she actually did it for health reasons. I think she just wanted to see if she could do it on name alone.
Oh, sure.
And then she made up an excuse.
Dude, there's a whole Eddie Murphy movie about that. Like, he's in a district, the guy dies, like a long-term congressman, so he just runs, it's the same name, so he just runs and they re-elect him.
No one would care and know the difference.
43% of people say that they're better than average at spelling, according to a new survey.
They're lying.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Average? Better than average? That doesn't really say a lot.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. You know what I mean? Exactly, like, does average cover in the realm of spelling?
Because, look, if you are in a class of D students and you're better than average because you have a C-, I mean, you're not bragging. You're telling the truth, but...
Yeah, but spelling isn't important anymore because anytime you spell, there's the ability for that spelling to be corrected.
Yeah.
So typically, you know, most things will tell you when you're spelling something wrong. And, you know, if you correct it, then most people think that they've spelled something right. But that's not the case. Someone had to tell you you were spelling something wrong or just auto-correct it.
Only 11% of people admit that they're bad at spelling.
I'm bad at it.
Yeah, and so what? 100%. If you are, like I am, who cares? Like, I'm sorry. Like, it's not the biggest deal in the world because something will correct it.
All right, you created something to correct
it. And then
it.
I'll learn how I spelled it wrong. Maybe I won't spell it wrong the next time, but I'll spell something
else. You will.
I'll spell something else wrong, you know, for sure.
You'll do what we all do, go, man. If I can just get the first three letters of this word, I know for a fact that whatever program, it does the rest.
Restaurant. Man, the word for me is restaurant.
R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T.
Asked Thriller Robin.
Yeah, that's true.
A fashion company is selling Crocs with built-in tube socks.
Jesus Christ.
Great.
I mean,
like you can't put a tube sock on?
You took a Croc and made it worse.
They're making jeans with underwear in them in case you're too lazy to put on two things.
Any idea of the price?
Man,
$110.
$110, Thrill? Can I get
$120? I'll get $140.
$140. $140, Miles?
I don't
$150.
Know.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, Thrill's right. $140.
All right.
$140?
$140 for these Crocs with tube socks.
How do you wash these? Like, one thing I like about my socks is that I can wash them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Teenagers don't care about Facebook anymore, according to a new survey. Only 51% say they use it, and only 10% say it's their main social network.
There's a reason for that.
I believe that.
There's a big reason for that.
Why is that?
They're on Instagram.
Well, because their parents are on Facebook.
Right.
And they don't even... It's not that they don't use Instagram. They do with their pictures. But when they want to get dirty and do all the real crap that no one knows about, they go to Snapchat.
That's exactly
Trust
right.
Trust me, I know. They go to Snapchat.
YouTube, Snapchat, and Instagram are much more popular.
Well, sure. The thing is, with Snapchat, it's very quick. So, yes, they're not downloading stuff on YouTube unless they're producing something or making something happen. Instagram is a picture. If they're doing the derelict stuff, is going down on Snapchat. Trust me.
That's why I'm on Snapchat.
Because it deletes itself. The dirty pictures are sending...
Look at my penis for 20 seconds.
Man, trust me. Snapchat...
There's no way it really goes away.
No,
you know
no,
it doesn't.
You know it doesn't
they
either.
They think it does.
I know it doesn't either. But let's face it. Anybody who has an iPad or an iPhone or whatever, one day there's going to be a reel-to-reel put out of every time you masturbated to porn on that thing because that thing's got a camera and it's been recording you the entire time. There's nothing out there that nobody knows what the hell you're doing.
There's a story about a man in Florida whose roach infestation got so bad that one roach laid eggs in his ear and then died.
Jesus,
inside of his ear.
Okay, at that point, it's beyond infestation, right? I feel like I say if you have an infestation, I mean, presumably, it's still on the outside of your body.
That's full hostile takeover.
Yeah, at this point, your roach has become a virus. It now lives inside of you.
Yes.
That's kind of sick. I mean, by the way, the guitar stolen at Guitar Center?
Yeah.
It was, in fact, the Gibson Les Paul.
All right, there we go.
That's right. That's worth stealing.
Musicians.
Well, that's someone's working on it. A mom in New York was arrested after she fled the scene of a crash and left her baby behind with some strangers.
Oh, jeez,
man.
Take my baby.
Oh, wow. I mean, at least when my parents left me with strangers, it wasn't because of a crash. They were trying to score money for crack.
I mean, how are they not going to know that was you? Your car's there and your baby's there.
But no, now she can skip town because now she doesn't have to worry about the baby.
But how pissed are you if you're like, you know, you're just handling your business, doing whatever. Someone's all freaked. I've been in an accident. Can I help you? Hold my kid. And then they take off. Like, I'm not watching this bitch, man.
That would be shocking.
This is not my problem.
Ted, the kid was old enough to where it could be handed off.
All right.
To answer your question.
Right. I was going to say, how old's the kid? Because if it's like
16.
If it talks.
Like, if it talks.
It's probably going to.
It talks.
Right.
It's are not the person. I bet you they'd have been like, you know what? Go ahead. Give me the kid back.
It's an it.
Right. What's its name?
There's a new list ranking the states for the best place to get a job in 2018, from best to worst.
Okay.
And I do have the best, and I do have the worst.
What's the best?
Any guesses?
Texas, because of Austin.
Best place to get a job?
Yeah.
To get a job.
I'll say Washington.
Thrill.
Georgia. Hell, I don't know.
Ted, good on you. Washington State, best place to get a job in 2018.
Okay.
As far as last place, Miles, I am incredibly sorry. West Virginia was voted last.
It's okay. They're getting jobs. They will be washing coal, and they will be cleaning it very shortly.
That's
right.
They
will take the beautiful coal, they will wash it, and they will clean it, and they will all have jobs. Don't you worry.
Thanks to this new coal washing industry we have.
Thank you for encouraging the coal washing industry.
A man in Miami was told to remove his piercings before being booked into the county jail, and I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Take it, my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. deserve. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Connor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. All right, Connor, you understand how this here game is played.
I do.
Fantastic. Here's your story. We touched on this yesterday with our very own Mike Hawk, but we go back to 2015. A 41-year-old woman, she landed a pretty good job in human resources at a food company. It's about 30 miles north of New Orleans. But she actually was not qualified for the job. She found a woman on LinkedIn with a similar name, copied her entire resume, passed it off as her own, and then negotiated a starting salary of $95,000. Now, among other things, her fake resume said that she went to Tulane, but she got her master's degree from Hebrew University in Jerusalem. Now, the funny part is she was good enough at her job that she got promoted 5 months later, and her $95,000 salary went up to $105,000. But she got fired about 2 months after that when someone realized what she did, and then she got arrested for fraud because it turned out she'd also stolen a woman's social security number. And then last month, a judge sentenced her to 10 years in prison. At least three other companies have now come forward and said she pulled similar stunts with them. She even threatened to sue one of them after they fired her, mostly because she's an idiot. And now she could face an addition of another 10 years in prison from that. My question for you is, do you believe that this woman, who's somewhat enterprising but inevitably stupid, is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
Man, the only reason it makes me think white is the fact she only got 10 years for that.
Only?
That's a lot.
I mean, yeah, but
She didn't murder anybody. She didn't murder anybody. She stole someone's identity and got a high-paying job. So I'm not trying to scale
like
that
stole
down.
Stole her resume, right?
Yeah.
Stole her resume. And yeah. I don't know what she did with the social security number, but that's where she stepped away
out
of bounds.
All right, yeah.
Right. That's where they hit you.
And did she go to the university in
Tulane?
No. Whoever's identity she stole legitimately went to Tulane and then went to Hebrew University in Jerusalem. So this woman that copies her resume, including her education, so I mean, it looks good, right? So the credentials were true. They just weren't true for her. So either everything on the resume was a lie or nothing, depending on your perspective. They did not reflect her, but the stuff on the resume was accurate to the actual person.
Yeah, I want to lean towards she's lying all the way.
Well, yeah, she is.
Yeah, it's... I think I got to go with white on this one.
Final answer? Okay.
Final answer.
All right, Connor, we're going to find out if she was black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Right, profile this takes us to New Orleans and a 41-year-old woman who basically stole a resume of a woman off of LinkedIn and used that to get a $95,000 job.
Mm-hmm.
Which was increased to $105,000.
She did a good job.
Yeah, apparently so, until they figured out that she lied about her resume and that she stole another woman's identity, and then they fired her after.
But Connor, we asked you, did you believe that this woman was black, white, Mexi, or Jewish? And in the end, you went white. In spite of going to either Tulane or going to Hebrew University in Jerusalem.
No.
Sorry. Black.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ted, you look stunned.
No, I'm not.
You should be. I was. I was like, what?
I mean,
I was with him. When I went through the store, I thought it was a white chick. Right?
Well, if you're going to Jerusalem to study Hebrew, I have to think to myself, well, yeah.
And listen, I'm a black
Jewish.
I'm a black guy. So I'm going to tell you right now, sister, you roll up on me with a resume that says you went to Hebrew University in Jerusalem. I don't care who you are. feel free to ask some questions.
Yeah, like what?
Because even if they're telling you the truth, it's like, I'm used to getting this question. I am one of 15 mm-hmm. million, right?
Right.
That has done this.
They EOE'd it.
Right. I mean, like, hey, man.
I mean,
shalom shalaka.
I think that's it. The original.
Right. Now, for all TV news of all time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
One cool thing I always like about ESPN and ABC having so much NBA stuff is when you get to the NBA Finals, Jimmy Kimmel does like double duty. So when one of the Finals games ends, he'll pop on. I don't think it's a full it's
Sunday
not a full episode.
Or whatever.
I think it was like I saw some of it last night. I think
right,
it's 30
like a Sunday
maybe?
Or right, whatever game, like whatever day they're gonna play, you know, game five or whatever. He'll be on right afterwards for like, what's it, like 20 minutes or whatever. But it's pretty funny. And honestly, since it's like a shorter episode, number one, I think they probably do it just to like get maybe the East Coast back up to time.
Yeah.
Or the West Coast. And also, I think it does a great job for Jimmy Kimmel. There's probably a lot of people that don't stay up till 11:35 at night mm-hmm. on a normal night.
On the West Coast, yeah.
Yeah, but they see him there. So it's pretty cool. One of his famous bits, though, of course, is the meme tweets. So this one is a meme tweets, but especially just NBA edition.
Draymond Green's jump shot is almost as ugly as his face. Almost. It's a damn good-looking jump shot.
Ben Simmons might have the most boring voice I've ever heard.
Stevie Wonder shoots free throws better than Andre Drummond. Oh, that's straight disrespectful. Come on now.
Stephen A. Smith is what happens when a human tries to be a caps lock button.
Rachel Nichols, can you stop screaming into your microphone? I've never seen someone so annoying on television in my life, and I'm old enough to have watched The Nanny.
Charles Barkley has pancake That's not true, because I would eat him. Kobe looks like he cries. So can I get a kiss from a rose by Seal? Really? I'm not crying, but I'll sing this.
Kobe, who played basketball, now has an Oscar and can sing.
What did he get the Oscar for again?
He made a short film.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Like My Love of Basketball or something, or like Love Letter to Basketball. It
but still, it was like one of
basketball.
Those. It was short. It was one of those categories right. You never heard about, and he had the best one.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to see the full version of that, there's a lot of other people in it. It's a little bit. It's a lot longer. You can go to the Men's Room Facebook page. It's up there now. Pretty funny stuff. Also, mean tweets are just great. It's always awkward too. It's like you know. I mean, some of those cut so deep.
Oh yeah.
And I think it's easier to read those when there's a camera in front of you, and it's going to be for the entertainment. Like. I don't care who you are. That's still got to suck to read some of that stuff at home.
You know,
yeah, I think if you read it in front of the camera, and it's like, at that point, you probably don't take yourself seriously. But sure, if you're at home having a bad day,
I think all of those people know that if they're on social media, and social media is different. Like, I don't think my daughters on social media get involved in those types of conversations with their friends, and they don't randomly post mean stuff to other people.
They should.
But, you know, they can see it because, well, they follow me. And they follow the show. So right. They can just see, even in the low-budget aspect of just what we do here, just the crap that we get, you know what I mean, on a daily basis. We're by no means the level of any of those people, but just because we're there, it's going to be ugly. And they always, my kids ask me that all the time. Like, they always comment on this stuff because they follow it.
Yeah. Well, that's like...
I'm like, well, whatever.
I mean, look, Scott Van Pelt on SportsCenter the other day, he made a good point. He was like, look, of all the awful stuff people have tweeted me or Instagram me or whatever, he's like, not once has anybody said anything that awful to my face.
Of course not.
No. Right. Well, Scott Van Pelt is 6'7".
Well, no, but I mean...
People
I think,
in general. I mean, that's right, the whole thing like, with social media. Like, don't really let it get you down. You know, and obviously, like, people can say hurtful things and all that, but 100% of them are cowards. Of that, there is no question. That's not even something I'd argue, because you know goddamn you stand face to face. I will tell you, but keep in mind, I'm pretty selective about who it is I'm going to truly hate, but they're not going to say anything to you, so enjoy one thing, and this is true. If they cared that much about you that they need to comment on it, they gave you power over them, which to me is the single most ridiculous thing. Like, hey, man, if I could ruin or run your life, I'm going to go ahead and do it. That's so ridiculous.
But it is amazing. Like, the Twitter thing is crazy, right? Now, I like Twitter. But you remember Kevin Durant, who's in the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. Remember, he got caught because he had, you know, the term they're using is burner accounts, right? Just kidding. I know, which is funny.
What about the owner of the general manager, the 76ers?
So remember, KD, he got in trouble because he commented on, like, that team was trash and, like, KD couldn't do nothing with them. But he forgot to switch his profile.
Right.
And that's what's going to bring me to is the GM of the Sixers right now. He had five extra accounts. So it's one thing to kind of, like, spy on your players, but he was also commenting and, like, giving out information. Now, the only other crazy theory, because he's like, somebody's out to get me.
Yeah. He admitted it was his wife.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Yeah, because both of them are ridiculous. Like,
no.
I can't even imagine doing that. And then also, the whole thing is asinine. Can you imagine, like, somebody you work with putting up fake Twitter accounts?
I can't, but you guys should. I'm not saying anything.
Right, yeah.
Now, just know one thing. If you got to wear a mask to say your piece, if you do it through social media with a fake, do not sweat this person. They have no conviction behind what they're saying, so don't worry about them. You know what I mean? Anyone can be a bitch.
And that's one of the great things about social media. It really has taken off, I think, a lot of people's masks. You know what I mean? You really get a sense of just by phrasing, wording, like, uh-oh, man, you maybe don't know how dumb you are, but you just...
but we do.
You just opened up a can of idiocy.
Jimmy Kimmel also had on Kevin Hart. You know Kevin Hart, but Tiffany Haddish, also a major,
Haddish or Haddish?
I don't know.
I thought it was Haddish.
Probably, man. You know better than me, man.
Yeah, so Tiffany Haddish, she was on SNL a while. Like, she's on a lot of stuff. She's a hot it comedian right now. So Kevin Hart has a great story about running into her.
Dude, I've known Tiffany for years, man. I knew Tiffany when Tiffany was homeless. Tiffany was living out of her car. Nobody knew. She was trying to keep it a secret. Something wasn't sitting right. And I was like, yo, you all right? Like, is everything okay with you? She was like, yeah, I'm fine. And randomly I asked, I was like, where do you live at? And she couldn't answer the question. And that's when I found out she was living out of a car. And, you know, I was nowhere near, of course, Kevin Hart today. And in my pocket, I had $300. And I was like, yo, here. Like, I don't know what your situation is, but hopefully this can do something for you in this time. I later found out that money she took, went, got like a motel, was able to stay for a week. Never told me for years. Other people muttered the rumor.
Wow.
Tiffany got successful, took the story. I found out that Tori wrote in a journal about the relationship with me and her, how I acted as a piece of motivation and stand-up comedy because I simply uplifted her every time we saw her, told her she was funny, told her she was going to be a star. We come full circle, and I end up casting Tiffany Haddish to star alongside
me. And I hope you deducted that $300. Yeah.
Right? He's damn straight.
He did point out
$300 back.
Yeah, he said that she never brought it up again. He's like, you know, man, it's time's going by, but he's like, how do you bring it up?
All right, so you obviously watch the same thing I do.
Yeah.
The other great thing is
how you broach the topic. So, hey, you know, you owe me $300.
So they're just going to have two segments with the one guest, which is Kevin Hart. So then they came back, and it was like, oh man, Kevin brought some pictures of him with NBA stars. But they were all Kevin, like, taking to Kevin Hart's, like, body and face. So you just see, like, the waist. And he's like, oh, man.
That's me and Shaq, dude.
Me and Shaq.
Oh, I hope he remembers that picture. Like, literally, you didn't see the face of
and Kevin Hart went through, like, each picture, like, where the story was from. But you could not tell who that was.
Because he's coming up to their waist.
Oh, yeah. He did.
He is a tiny man.
He is a small man. And NBA players are unbelievably huge, larger than life when you see them.
And the pictures are great, though. Because he's like, oh, yeah. That was actually, believe it or not, after the MTV Awards, man, Shaq did a hosting thing and just looking at a belt buckle on the chest.
Yeah, right, like Chris Paul is, when you look at the court, Chris Paul, CP3, is one of the shorter looking players.
No, when you see him in person.
Right, he's the tallest person in the room.
That's the craziest thing about him, man. You watch NBA basketball and you just, you know, you do your thing. You go to an NBA game and, man, Amari Stoudemire, that was the guy that I just like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like,
yeah.
You are a giant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never seen a bigger person in my life. And Shaq would dwarf him.
It's kind of amazing, you know what I mean? too, that you look at, like, the Slim Reaper, Kevin Durant. I mean, like, how does a man that tall and stuff have, like, handles and shoot jumpers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kevin Garnett. It's another guy I saw live in Vegas. I'm like, oh my God. You are a monster. You're so big.
All right, another major sporting event.
That was
event.
In the bedroom after the game.
Yes, exactly.
Another probably. Major sporting event going on.
NHL?
Nope. Bigger than that.
I don't know.
World Cup.
Bigger than that.
Hmm.
The spelling bee.
Oh, of course, yes. The biggest ever.
So I'm going to do it in reverse order, all right? I'm going to play the kid that wins first. Try to control your excitement. You can tell the crowd barely can. But he has a word that I couldn't spell. But just listen to his word. He wins. Listen to the excitement in the room.
Kartik Nemani. If you spell this next word correctly, we will declare you the 2018 Scripps National Spelling Bee champion.
Yeah, clap.
Koinonia.
Koinonia, may I have the definition?
Intimate spiritual communion and participative sharing in a common religious commitment and spiritual community.
May I have the language of origin?
Greek.
Koinonia. K-O-I-N-O-N-I-A. Koinonia.
That is correct.
I have a question. Is it the point, do you guys think, is it the point of origin that determines how he puts letters
Absolutely.
In place?
There's a reason why you ask. So, look, if you say it's Latin and or if it's Greek or if it is Italian, so that's what. So you already know they're letter combinated. You've eliminated that part. Then you ask the definition and you go, okay, if it's used in a medical sense, if it's plural, it's going to be that. So I would not take the time to learn them all, but I know enough to tell you, like, if you're hip to the point of origin, and once you use it in a definition, whatever the, generally speaking, with most languages, it's just the way you arrange your letters. Like, look, if it's plural in America, then we add ES or S, right, at the, depending.
It's like how you spell Thoreau in New Orleans compared to how you
So
might,
you know there's an X as opposed to saying Thoreau bread because it comes from Kentucky. Right. I mean, Thoreau. That's a bad example, but that's exactly it. Yeah. So if you say it's French, he knows it's an X, and then if there's an X, it's probably going to be EAU before blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like in Portuguese, right? A lot of things have R's, but it's almost like an H sound.
Okay, we had no idea, Ted. I mean, I can tell you right now.
I only know that because
how people can do Spanish.
Is this because of the drug thing?
Portuguese. No, it's because of MMA.
Oh, all right. I thought you could have free drugs there.
In mixed martial arts.
All right,
for years, I was like, Renzo. And they're like, no, you're
Henzo.
Half the French I ever heard was when I went to goddamn Montreal as a kid. I was like, all right. Sure. Well, I'm glad I took this in school because I know like two words.
Right?
But it's a lot of X's in the French language.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's the kid that won, right? And that's, upset the excitement. But I think the girl that was the runner up, her word was very tough. It would be very tough for most people. Robin, you probably could spell it.
Okay. Bewusstseinslage.
Can you please repeat the word?
Bewusstseinslage.
May I please have the definition?
A state of consciousness or a feeling devoid of sensory components.
Can I have all the information, please?
It's a noun. It's from an originally German word.
Bewusstseinslage. B-E-W-U-S... T-S-S-E-I-N-S-L-A-G-E, Bewusstseinslage.
Oh!
Bewusstseinslage is spelled B-E-W-U-S-S-T-S-E-I-N-S-L-A-G-E.
Thank you.
That guy's a jerk.
Thank you.
Oh, you know, Bewusstseinslage.
Here's a word with 9 million consonants from a land far away. Good luck.
From an angry place. No kid should know that word. Not even German kids know that word.
Well, did she not get screwed on that deal?
What is it?
She got screwed on that deal.
Bewusstseinslage.
Dude, and she
you gotta be kidding.
She either added an S somewhere or just missed an S.
From the Liechtensteinian language of Farsi, here is a 15-letter word for centipede.
Liechtensteinian Farsi.
Right. You're what the hell? Like, where do you create these things from?
And a lot of people, when you get to a high school sport, people think it's harsh. Because they just pin up who made the team in the gym, right? So you get cut. Some people have never been cut before they get to that age.
Yeah.
I mean, that spelling bee is brutal.
Wrong. How do you have to know everything? Like, even when the Iranians invited Liechtenstein.
Well, sure, but look at it like
that. How the hell does that even happen?
You want to be part of the spelling bee, you know it's like this. I'm going to ask you words that most people watching this have never heard of.
So have we already crowned the champion, the guy who played
the
first?
Oh, yeah, he's already the champ.
Now, is he the champ for an age group or the overall champion?
I think overall. Just because I'm older, I don't feel confident going against him.
Okay.
And I think the spelling bee, the national spelling bee, I think it's Scripps.
But they do it by age. Like, there's a champion.
Do they do it by, I think,
there's
I thought
an 8-year-old
it was just
champion,
like,
a 9-year-old champion, and then they bring them
all
together,
But I
got to
think at some point, you just get through, because look, other than Jeopardy teen tournament, which is a little simple. It's like people that are in school generally do better than us.
Oh, yeah.
Because that information is still fresh, and old, and we don't care.
They do it like you can be the state champion, the conference champion, like anything else. You know what I mean? You're just stepping up.
No, she's national, man.
She's the national champ, dude.
Right, exactly.
He is. My bad.
He is.
Jeez. Yeah, but there might be like an 8-year-old who's the national 8-year-old champion as well.
Good for you.
Got thrown in, but didn't make it to the top to beat the 15-year-old or whatever.
Yeah, it's like Thurl was saying, it's like the tournament of champions when you come back on Jeopardy.
That's exactly
the ages are out.
And
you know
just
what I mean? You got to get in here. You got to get it done.
That's it.
This should have put this in no S Sherlock. Number one rated show last week. NCIS.
Oh, I was going to say NHL maybe. Well, they weren't on. So right. No one knew.
But just keep in mind, I know I've talked about this for a year. There's the top 10 shows on network TV. The number one show was NCIS, the season finale. The number 10 show, a repeat of NCIS.
Damn.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV Time with Ted. Mike's got your headlines here coming up in a few minutes. You're listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Miami man busted for peeing in public with 25 silver balls on his face. Meanwhile, a woman is lost in Joshua Tree National Park for 3 days and drank her own urine with dignity and with grace. Australian valet driving skills piss off Porsche owner, to say the least. A car dealership boss has created misery at workplace with his gaseous gut bomb beats. And NFL star comes to the rescue of an attractive ASU grad. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. In Miami, a man by the name of Gabriel Bravo was booked into the county jail on account of public urination. But the reason why I'm bringing this to you is because of his mugshot. The man was asked to remove all of his face piercings before he was booked into the county jail, and it must have taken a while because the man's face is absolutely covered in silver balls.
Mm-hmm. Silver balls. It's Christmas time.
I believe it's been posted to the Men's Room Facebook page if you want to see the insanity of this man's face.
It's like his face is a magnet, and there's a bunch of little fishing weights on it.
It's not a good look for him.
No, it's not.
No, it really isn't. Doesn't really help.
Yeah, alrighty. Around the world in Sydney, Australia, a valet driver managed to screw up a car that he can't possibly afford. It's unclear from the story, but while attempting to park a Porsche soft-top convertible, he smashed the car into the back of a Subaru and wedged it underneath the vehicle.
You have to remember how low these cars are. And when he accidentally stepped on the gas, he basically went under a Range Rover.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was a Subaru. It wasn't exactly a Range Rover. But still, he jammed that thing underneath there.
Yeah, it did.
Emergency crews were able to help him out.
You're right. Much different driver of the Range Rover than the Subaru.
Yes.
Yeah, that is for sure.
Yes. That's right. As a valet driver, what is he doing while he's parking that it distracted him enough to where he ramrods this thing underneath this car?
Checking his phone. Who knows?
I'm guaranteeing you right now he was burning out and then he lost control of the car.
That's a Porsche. Yeah,
but you wouldn't do it right in front of the restaurant where he did it, or the hotel.
Like, no,
he did
that's it right in front.
Like, it was just him. It's almost like the clutch popped. And it just shot him right underneath
the clutch did not pop. He popped the clutch, Miles.
Right, exactly. Yes, that would be the case.
The way that thing is rammed underneath there, he was hitting some speeds. Mm-hmm. In other news, a woman traveling back home from Europe had quite the bad day at the airport, but it was turned around by a good Samaritan. She was trying to get aboard her flight, but her carry-on bag was too big, and she would have to pay a $50 carry-on fee. Unfortunately, due to her travels, her credit cards were locked.
She didn't have any cash on her.
Well, no, she did have cash.
Not $50. Well, she had $50, but they don't take credit cards.
Exactly.
They don't take cash.
Exactly. Her cards were locked, and the airline doesn't accept cash, so she would have to completely exit the airport and pay the fee at the ticket counter, which means missing her flight.
Oh.
She was trying to get all this done at the gate.
Yeah.
Just as all seemed lost, a man came up from behind her and asked how much the fee was and paid it himself. Turns out that man is Arizona Cardinals tight end Jermaine Gresham.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read her whole tweet thing?
Yeah.
No.
Read her whole story of it. It's pretty cool.
Is it?
Yeah, because she's just at the counter, like, freaking out, and then she's just like, this hero out of nowhere.
Yeah, she didn't know who he was.
He just is like, you know, he's like, how much is it? She's like, $50. Like, I got it.
You know what it is? And listen, and I like what he did, but I've done this for people that are a dollar short. If you're impatient when you wait in line,
just get it done.
Right. Like, hey, man, here's a dollar. Like, seriously, pay for your ass and get out of here. I need to go.
And it was just situational. And she's, you know.
Yeah. Right. She tried multiple times to pay him back, but he simply requested that she pay it forward. Okay. I'm thinking, man, buy the guy a beer or a drink when you're on the plane.
You can because your credit card's locked. And they don't take cash.
They don't take cash on the...
I also like she mentions, though, as I had to pass by him in first class. He's in first class. He doesn't need your measly $50.
No, don't you worry about it. Pay it forward.
Man, there's nothing but class acts on the Cardinals. Him, Larry Fitzgerald. I can name two.
Okay, there's 51 more players. So far, about 3.5%.
I haven't heard a bad thing about
the
Cardinals yet.
The Honey Badger. He got some trouble in college, but he's really turned it around.
That was college, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly, with the cool blonde hair.
Sticking with the theme of today, in Yakima, Washington, a 62-year-old man was so incensed about his neighbors allowing their dog to defecate on his lawn, he decided to resort to using a weapon. He approached a trio of his neighbors, accusing them of allowing their dog to poop on his lawn, grabbing one by the neck and threatening to kill him. The three managed to escape and run, but not before he shot two of them and retreated to his house.
I believe that's the hometown of our own drunken charge, Ryan Castle.
Yakima?
Yakima. I think that's his people.
Well, all right, then. I thought he was like Minnesota.
Now, he lived there for a while. Yeah, he lived there for his point of his origin, I believe, is Yakima.
He's of the Yakima.
No. He's from his wife.
Oh, she's a Yak person. Oh, his wife is a Yak person.
She's Yakimese. Yakimese. Yeah,
after a lengthy stand-up, SWAT teams found him in his home with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. All three were taken to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
So they're all still around. They're just
all over dog crap. Unbelievable.
I know. Jesus. Come on, man.
And really?
A New Zealand native was in the country and visiting her friend in California when she decided to take a solo hike out in the desert. Always a great idea. The hike didn't end like she had planned when she slipped off of a rock, fell 22 feet off of a boulder, and shattered her pelvis.
Oof.
She couldn't move. She was in the middle of nowhere. There was no cell service. It was pretty much like 127 hours.
She was where the streets have no name.
Where the streets have no name?
Yeah, you said she was a Joshua
tree.
Right. Yes.
That's a
U2 joke, really? Man. From the album Joshua Tree.
Oh, wow.
Because I look like a U2 fan.
You know what? You really don't.
No. Yeah, I would guess that.
To be fair.
We can live with that.
She ended up surviving in a similar manner as the guy from 127 hours for 3 days until she was found and taken to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Had to resort to drinking her own urine. She used a plastic bag and a stick as
How high up was she?
High up? I have no idea.
Too much elevation.
That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Men's Room Rules. We'll drink it toast with a shot of the day and another round of Profile This.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this match. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.